Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me as we continue on in a message that has been focusing on mountains. We see there were special functions that God has used mountains in Scripture for, such as a place of divine worship, a place of spiritual significance. It referencing also, as we read Daniel, the Church of the Living God, it talks about that stone cut without hands. It became a great mountain. It filled the whole earth. And, of course, Jesus is that. He's the chief cornerstone. But this refers to his kingdom, the Church of the Living God. And also, in a practical way, we know that mountains represent difficulties in our lives. Remember that reference that Jesus made in Matthew? He said, "You'll say unto this mountain, be removed, and it shall remove hence to yonder place, and nothing shall be impossible to you." So we know that their mountains can be not only a high place in the spirit, but also they can be a source of hindrance and obstacles and difficulties in our lives. Now I want to turn to, and if you have your Bibles, you may, if you're able to, turn with me into Isaiah, the 49th chapter. And we're going to look at verses 8 through 12. And basically, generally, this refers to the restoration of Israel, but also restoration to God's people. We also are spiritual Israel as Gentiles. Verse 8 says, "Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, and to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoner, go forth; to them that are in darkness, shew yourself. They shall feed in the way, and their pastors shall be in all high places." Yes, yes. "They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them..." Oh my, that sounds like our good shepherd, doesn't it? "For he shall have mercy on them and shall lead them, even by springs of water shall he guide them." Verse 11, "I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, these from the north, from the west." Of course, that's definitely referencing Israel. But what I want us to focus on, since we've been talking about mountains, is what is the Lord saying there in verse 11? "I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted." Another translation of the Bible, the NIV, says, "I will turn all my mountains into roads." Living Bible says, "I will make my mountains into level paths for them." The text says, and this is the Lord speaking, "I will make all my mountains a way." What can we understand from this? The Lord is saying mountains, and he's saying they're his mountains. What I feel the Spirit of the Lord is telling us in this passage is that God will make the obstacles in your life serve his purposes. In this earthly pilgrimage that we experience, we all, at various times and in various ways, have mountains in our lives. There are people, there are things, there are circumstances which seem to be as an obstacle. They threaten our spiritual progress, moving on in the Lord and into perfection in Christ Jesus. Whatever you are facing today, beloved brother, sister, whatever heavy claims, those unresolved burdens, those unanswered prayers, the thorn in the flesh, your daily cross, all are as mountains sometimes before us. And of course, sometimes they seem larger depending upon our perspective. Have you ever experienced that one day, you know, you have the normal routine and the normal sorts of things you have to deal with, and you're in a pretty good place, and you love the Lord, and you're just pressing on. And then the next morning, nothing has changed. You get up, and everything seems overwhelming and just impossible. Well, beloved, that's spiritual warfare. Of course, also a lot depends on how we're feeling, even physically. That affects our perspective. But the fact is, we all face mountains. So what do you do? I wonder if you might do what I do. Pray for their removal. Of course, that's obvious, right? If only the problems we face that surround us, if they could just be removed, then we could lead quieter and purer and more committed and holier lives. But what's God telling us? He says, I will make all my mountains a way. You know, I don't think when we're in the heat of battle, when we're being thwarted by every side, it seems, we can't go forward, we can't go back, we perhaps may not have realized that the mountains we face in many situations are His mountains. Now you have to listen very closely to me, because what I want you to hear, the trials we face are from the enemy, but God uses them for His glory. The things that we experience, the chastening of the Lord, you know, sometimes, you know, no chastening, no problem we go through is pleasant. It's grievous. But God has a purpose in it. What does it talk about, the chastening of the Lord? It brings forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. It develops patience in us. It develops characteristics and aspects of our character in Christ that we absolutely need to come into maturity. So let me say that again. The trials from the enemy, surely they come. There's warfare, but God will use them for His glory. Sometimes He lifts it immediately. Sometimes it seems like the heavens are brass, like you pray and nothing is happening. Beloved brother, sister, God loves you. He's concerned for you. And of course, He wants to give you the desires of your heart. He wants to give you the things that will make you happy. However, I can speak from authority and experience. The one thing He's primarily concerned about, the thing He's first and foremost interested in, is preparing you and preparing me for citizenship in His heavenly kingdom. The Holy Spirit is absolutely committed. And remember, He is God. He is very God. He hovered over the face of the deep. You know, they were a wonderful team. The Father, we don't understand it. Don't fret yourself. I don't know if we'll ever be able to fully understand, even when we're with the Lord, the divine mystery of the Trinity, God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Spirit. They are one. They have the same purpose, the same heart, the same desire. But the Holy Spirit, you know what? Jesus right now, unless He chooses to make a special appearance, which He does on occasion, nonetheless, beloved, Jesus, we know where He is right now. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. But the Holy Spirit, remember, Jesus said, hey, disciples, my friends, I've got to leave. It's important I leave, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit's not going to come. And so when Jesus went, He sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and He's here with us. Any person who accepts Jesus as their Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to take residence. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit doesn't get discouraged, and He will accomplish what He wants to do. You just need to make it easy on yourself and cooperate with Him. And again, I speak from experience. It's well to be submissive and surrender to the will of God. And so He loves you, beloved brother, beloved sister, but He's interested in making you into the very image of Jesus. That's why fivefold ministry has come, that we may all come into the unity of the faith, unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, Christ Jesus. Now, let's face it, in your anointed moments in prayer, haven't you asked for the fruit of the Spirit? Haven't you asked to be like Jesus? Well, you know, I don't especially like to have to break this to you, but the mountains that you face in your life are the very means to the graces and virtues for which you have been praying. You know, you pray for patience, and then something comes along to really try your patience. And if you're like me, your first response is just to run from it, to try to evade it, to try to avoid it, and get away from it in every way possible. The mountains seem like roadblocks. You know, we sometimes fantasize and imagine that if just the obstacles could be removed from our lives, if we could secure immediate deliverance and victory, wouldn't that just be the most glorious thing, as well as attain our spiritual desires in God? If we could just have that happen, but that's not the case. That's not the way God plans it. If God immediately answered our prayers, what we would gain, listen to me now, what we would gain is only the cessation or the stopping of temptations to impatience. And you know what? That's not enough. Do you need me to say that again? If we got him answered our prayers immediately, all we'd get is the temptation to stop and the temptation, especially to impatience. And that's not that perfect work, the patience that God desires to establish in his people. Patience can be acquired only through just such trials as seem unbearable. But I have good news for you, beloved. His grace is sufficient. Well, I've got more to share. And with the Lord's help, we will see that not only will God make our mountains a way, his mountains will be a way to him. But there's a step we need to take, and I hope you can be with us tomorrow as we learn about that. I invite you to write and share your needs. If you're surrounded by mountain peaks, take heart. There's going to be a way made for you, and may I have the privilege of standing with you in prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Oh, beloved, there's a joy in knowing, in knowing that no matter what you're facing, God is with you. He holds your hand. I feel his presence. May you be blessed and refreshed by it, by that very presence that is with you, and by the very anointing that is on this broadcast received from the Lord. Father, I thank you. Beloved, I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.